proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our series about Joseph, the son of Jacob. In this session, we note that he had a sensitivity to sin. The author of Psalm 119 penned these words, quote, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee," unquote. The biblical narrative did not indicate that Joseph had any access to any scripture, or even that the written word of God existed during his lifetime. Yet, Joseph's sensitivity to sin functioned as one of his most important defining character traits. During his time as a servant in the house of Potiphar, Joseph faced continual importunity by Potiphar's wife, who wanted him to commit fornication with her. Here's how the author of Genesis 39 recorded the matter. Quote, "His master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, 'Lie with me,'" unquote. Joseph repeatedly spurned her propositions. He told her that Potiphar had entrusted him with everything in the house, except for her. To violate that confidence would comprise great wickedness by Joseph against his master. He also asked Potiphar's wife, quote, "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" unquote. Having sexual relations with Potiphar's wife would constitute sin. Sin not only against Potiphar, a betrayal of his trust, but sin against God as well. Joseph thereby recognized that sin consisted of offending God. David recognized the truth of that axiom as well. In the 51st Psalm, he expressed his contrition over his adulterous relationship with Bathsheba. In that work, he told God, quote, "Against thee, thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight," unquote. David had certainly sinned against other parties. He had sinned against Bathsheba herself, compelling her to violate her marital vows. He had sinned against Bathsheba's husband, Uriah. He had sinned against his subjects. However, the biblical narrative never depicted David as asking forgiveness from any of these people. Now, this did not mean that David regarded his transgressions against them as being unimportant. Rather, it reflected his understanding that, first and foremost, he had offended God. Perhaps Joseph sought to remind Potiphar's wife that there was a God who existed, and it would be before him that she and Joseph would have to give an account of their behavior. Nonetheless, Potiphar's wife continued to importune him, even going so far as to detain him by grabbing his coat. Joseph responded by leaving his outer garment with her, fleeing the scene. Years later, Paul would advise his protege Timothy, quote, "Flee youthful lusts," unquote. Joseph literally did that when he ran away from Potiphar's wife. He got into trouble because of his behavior. Potiphar's wife falsely accused him of attempted rape. Again, Potiphar, as the captain of Pharaoh's guard, could have had Joseph executed. He could have had Joseph tortured. Instead, he sent Joseph to prison. Why? Possibly to appease his wife. Possibly to keep Joseph out of any danger from his wife. Sometimes, doing the right thing will not necessarily lead to beneficial results. Joseph rejected the temptation to sin because he had a sensitivity to sin. Nonetheless, he had suffered adverse consequences for his decision. However, he did not let his experiences embitter his life, as we'll see in future sessions. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.